forever.
Hey guys, before we get started on today's episode, we want to talk to you about our brand new sponsor. It's BetterHelp. What's standing between you and happiness? Is it you? Are your own feelings a roadblock preventing you from achieving your goals? I mean, have you thought about talking to someone, but maybe you're uncertain or unsure of where to start? BetterHelp.com online counseling is there for you.
Finding someone to talk to can be really challenging, but BetterHelp makes it easy to connect with licensed professional counselors, caring professionals specializing in the issue that you want to talk with, whether that's depression, stress and anxiety, trauma, grief, self-esteem, anything, whatever you're done with that's totally bothering you. Connect with a counselor in a safe and private environment and get help at your own time, at your own pace.
And you can schedule secure video and phone sessions, or you can text your therapist, all included worldwide, and you can start communicating in under 24 hours. Best of all, it's a truly affordable option. And for Done listeners, you get 10% off your first month with discount code DONE.
Can you imagine texting your therapist?
Amazing. Like, I would never have to text you.
If you've been wanting to talk to someone, you can get started today. Just go to betterhelp.com/done, where you'll fill out a questionnaire to help them assess your needs and get matched with a counselor you'll love. And if you don't love them, you can always change it. That's betterhelp.com/done and use promo code DONE. You guys, we have some really exciting news.
Yeah, we're having a live show where we're going to record a live episode of our podcast, Done.
Done live podcast at
Caroline's on Broadway, baby.
We're going to Broadway.
Bring your mom, bring your sister, bring everyone you know.
And wear a tux, honey. But don't worry, it won't cost that much. If you go to carolines.com and you find our show and you go to the events and you use promo code DONE, you get
$10 tickets to Broadway.
You're going to a Broadway show.
For $10. Let me tell you what else you can get for $10. Nothing in this town.
Not in New York.
They're robbing you left and right, honey.
But you can go to the Done Live recording at Broadway, Caroline's Broadway, April 9th, 7:30. Get your tickets. It's going to be so fun.
Club's going up on a Tuesday, bitch. That's right. It's on a Tuesday. And that's what we love most about the show.
And we're going to have amazing guests. Amazing guests.
TBD. All right. So go to carolines.com. Find our show. Type in Done. Get $10 tickets and get your ass to the chapel on time.
Oh, and bring one of your own Duns, okay? Be ready with a Dun because we're going to ask your ass for it.
Yeah. We might not ask you to get up on stage because that would take a lot of time, but we will ask you for you to write it down maybe. We haven't figured it out.
So come prepared.
Come prepared. Look, just always come prepared with a Dun.
Okay, we'll see you there.
All right, hurry up. They're coming. Go.
Broadway.
Hi, Dar.
Hi, Beth.
Hi, everyone.
This is Dun with Betsy Kenny and myself, Dara Katz. This is a podcast where
we have a guest come on. They bring things we're done with. They bring things on that they're done with. And then we deliberate on those things, tell them what they should be done with forever. And that's really it.
Yeah, it's fun. Jump on the train. Choo-choo. It's going somewhere.
Yeah, that's right. It is going somewhere. And the thing is, that's interesting, Dara, is everyone has duns deep down inside, which I love.
And on the surface. Sometimes you don't even have to search for it. It's just there. It's low-hanging fruit.
You're right. I love that. How's your week?
Oh, my God. My week was crazy.
Really? Now, a second ago, you told me you didn't have anything to talk about. And then I would bring things up and you go, actually, I'll talk about it on
the
pod.
Well, I wrote down I have three things that I need to talk about.
Okay, well.
Okay, the first thing is something I'm not done with.
Interesting for this podcast.
Exactly. So the first thing that I just have to talk about is the ABC Dropout podcast. Mm-hmm. About the Theranos woman.
Mm-hmm.
Delicious. Great. I love it.
Delicious.
I love it. It's like hot goss. It's she's a psycho.
I don't know anything about this.
Okay. She's this woman who she was like, I want to be the Steve Jobs of healthcare and be a billionaire.
Mm-hmm.
And she like wore turtlenecks like Steve Jobs. And like apparently she even like started lowering her voice deeper. She kind of talked like this.
Mm.
And it's kind of like if you hear voice clips of her, it sounds kind of crazy. But she was telling everyone she had this incredible technology that was basically like an iPhone, but it like took a tiny bit of your blood and could do all the blood test work.
Mm-hmm.
Like now they have to do so much to get a little blood.
Mm-hmm.
Or they need a lot of blood and it's a painful experience. And I faint. You
yeah,
know?
I know.
So she was like the Bernie Madoff of that industry and like scammed like any big name, you know, she scammed.
Yes.
Like out of billions of dollars.
Yes.
She's in jail or heading there. And wow. So it's about her and it's so interesting.
Okay, cool. What's it called?
It's called Dropout. Okay. She dropped out of Stanford.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it a list.
Yeah. And it's really annoying. It made me think of another thing I'm done with because like Bill Clinton, they play this clip of him like interviewing her in front of a crowd. And he's like, so you founded a company and how old are you? Or how old were you? And she goes, 19. And then nobody claps. But clearly, like, Bill then looks at the audience and the audience is like, okay. And, like, is forced into an applause. And I'm done with that.
I'm done with that. Naughty.
Naughty. Okay, want to hear my other three things?
Yes.
I got a rug. I've waited 3 weeks for it. It's
okay.
It's a washable rug from a company called Ruggable. No, this is not an ad.
I saw these on Instagram.
Anything that's served to me on Instagram, I buy.
Yeah, I do too.
It's like this cool, like, batik tie-dye vibe.
It's really cute.
Or so we thought. I sent the picture to you. I sent it to my mother-in-law. I sent it to my mother. And everyone's like, cool. Mother-in-law, though, goes, is that an x-ray? And I'm like, no, of course it's not an x-ray. And then I look at it again and I'm like, oh my God, it looks like, if you look at it, it looks like a naked woman vag butthole sitting on a copy machine.
No, it doesn't.
It does.
I see what you mean.
And now that's all I can see, like vag flush to a copy machine.
Why would you put that in your head?
I mean,
that's what she saw.
And the other is a bone. It looks like.
I like it. I don't think it looks like that.
Okay. Well, if you come to my house, you might think I have strange rugs.
Okay. Well, I'm into that. But the rug is good. It's not like cheap.
I don't know.
Okay.
We'll see.
Well, keep us posted on washing it.
Third thing.
Yeah.
Bought a new winter coat.
Amazing. I saw it.
Where did I get it? You're wondering.
Instagram ad.
Basically, got an email from Refinery29, a competitor of where I work, and they were like, this is the jacket that every Upper East Side mother has.
It costs they know their market.
I don't live on the Upper East Side, but
and you're not a mother.
And it's like $129 on Amazon, and I'm like, I need to buy this. This is like a great price point. It is cool because they're telling me it's cool. I get it. Every girl in my office has it.
All at the same time?
And I'm scared to tell them I got it because I overheard them. I overheard people being like, it sucks that everyone has their coat now. And like, so I got it and I put it on outside the office and left. And now I feel like I have to take it off before I get to work.
Dara, you can't own something that you feel too embarrassed to wear inside of your office. What did you do with it when you got there?
Well, I got it sent to work. So like it.
So you just got it today?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And then like I unwrapped it like in the bathroom.
So you never said anything. When they were talking about it.
Well, I kind of like, I was like, that'd be funny if I got it. Or like,
No. And you knew you had ordered it. This whole story is making me sick.
And it's making me sick. Should I burn it?
I don't know. I really, you can't wear it there.
I got to tell you about my old jacket, okay?
Yeah.
My old jacket, it was like, made me look like a 1950s mannequin. Like, very buxomy with like hourglass. Like, it's the black one, it like zips up really tightly and it looks like a bodice.
I liked that.
I hate it. It's like very figure hugging. And then the pockets are like parallel in the front and it's like,
naughty.
That's not how people work.
Yeah, right.
So.
Well, I'm sorry you can't wear the jacket. You'll look like a psycho, but maybe they'll think it's sweet.
That I copied them?
Yeah.
You're saying your advice is that I can't wear it. It's not to like overcome this insecurity.
Well, because you already lied.
I'm in quite a predicament. Okay, well, maybe it'll be my weekend coat. Maybe I can wear a sweater over it.
I really don't know.
Okay, what's going on with you, Bets?
Oh, nothing. Just I have two things to say.
Spit it out.
And I know what you're going to say. Well, before I say this, I lost my voice. I know what you're thinking. It sounds the same as it always does, but it feels different. So I have to take a lot of breaths in between talking, just so you know. Okay, so I'm done, I realized, with coffee napkins at coffee shops. They're so thin and stupid, and you can barely use them.
And yet coarse at the same time.
Yeah, I spill it right away, and then I have these tiny little napkins that are squares that I hate. That happened to me on the way here, so I had to say this. Okay. So I applied to a job in my neighborhood like a month and a half ago, and it's this place that does greenery for like offices. They'll bring like office plants in. They'll do like live walls in restaurants. They'll do just like whatever, plants for like all types of places. And I was like, this place looks really cool, and they were looking for a part-time office assistant. I was like, great, I can work less at a restaurant and do this. So I emailed them. It was like a simple cover letter and my resume. You like didn't have to qualify for anything. It's just like they need someone to answer emails. They didn't get back to me, and then I emailed them again and applied on their website, and I never heard anything. And they fucking added me to their mailing list. And they never replied.
Ew. Ew, that's gross, because that's someone like copy and pasting,
yes!
Like control C, control V,
yes!
That into a list. Like they don't have enough people.
I couldn't
Was it MailChimp?
No, not MailChimp.
Constant Contact?
It's like one of,
I know.
It's MailChimp, but it's not MailChimp. But I couldn't believe, it's probably the person who has the job that I applied for, who copy and pasted my email and put me on this thing. Isn't that really sick?
Yeah.
I really didn't like that.
I feel like there's a class action lawsuit here we can get involved with.
Okay, I'm in. Okay, so for this portion of the pod, we love it. Everyone loves it. We have the general public, you guys who listen and follow us, submit Duns. You can submit to our personal Instagrams and Twitters, or you can submit to @DunPod. So here is our fave segment, Other People's Duns.
Other people's duns, not mine, not yours. Other people's duns, not mine, not yours.
Danielle is done with people asking, is your dog friendly? Is yours? We know I'm so done with that. Either your dog's friendly or your dog should be put down.
Or your dog should be wearing a muzzle.
Yeah.
Okay.
I respect when a dog's wearing a muzzle. I'm like, that owner knows what its dog is capable of, and it muzzles it.
But have you ever seen a dog stick its tongue out when it has a muzzle on? It's so sad.
Betsy? I can't believe you just put that image in everyone's head. That's disgusting.
Okay, Martha is done with when roommates leave their dirty bowls in the sink. They fill up with water, and then when you go to clean it, the water is freezing cold and full of chunky oatmeal. No thank you, honey. Put it on the other side of the sink, please.
Ew, chunky oatmeal. Martha's also done with, this one's specific, people who come into the sauna with their music so freaking loud, I can hear what song they're playing.
Wait, can you have a phone in the sauna? Won't it get damaged?
That's just like a universe. I don't do saunas. I don't really know. So I don't.
Okay.
Apparently, yes.
Julia is done with the environmentally conscious coffee cup lids because they don't work. They leak.
Jill is done with everyone wanting to have plans, but no one wanting to decide where or when or how. I so agree. Someone's got to make that choice.
Oh, God. Yeah. That means you guys don't all want to hang out.
Yeah.
Devin is done with unsolicited advice.
Mm. Guilty, but also innocent of not getting.
Of mine.
Like, no, I'm like, don't do this, don't do this, don't do this. Don't give this advice. Like, I'm like, they don't want advice. They just want you to listen.
It's hard. It's hard to know if someone's asking or just venting.
Most of the time, they are just venting.
Really?
Yeah. Most of the time, even if I'm asking for advice, I don't want it from you. Like, I'm just complaining, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Ricky is done with dry January and Whole30, and so am I. Like, be yourself. Choose to eat how you want to eat that's healthy and not, like, in one particular month.
I'm serving them every night, and it's horrible.
Ew, what are they ordering?
You would not want to know. Allison is done with winter rain instead of snow. The weather this winter has been trash. It's raining right now.
Ugh, it is trash. NJ, I don't know if that's their name, is done with waiters who say, looks like you hated it when my plate is empty. I hate when waiters do that. It's
no.
Like food shaming.
No, you. No, 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 no. I hate when they say it to me.
Oh, my family does that.
They go, I guess you can tell I hated it, or tell the chef I didn't like it. And you're like, oh my God, I can't.
It's a two-way street, Betsy. Like, we both, the patrons and the waiters, need to work on this.
Okay, well, one more than the other. Okay, Nathaniel is done with tattletales at work. Snitches get stitches.
I'm a tattletale. Yeah, I'm an arc, famously.
And anyone who works at Sweet Chick knows this. I've tattled on everyone.
Anyone who I studied abroad with when blackberries became a thing and everyone was cheating with them in Florence, I like went to the fake school's dean and told him, like, every student here is cheating with a BlackBerry and it's your ass. And he was like, get out of my office. Like, this is a fake school. Aaron is done with, whew, okay, Aaron. Aaron's done with gold/metallic decor. I don't think she'd like my house.
Oh, no. Wait, really?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not done with that. Dan is done with the Starbucks CEO trying to run for president in 2020.
I agree. Like, having that much money must inspire some type of boredom that makes you want to do something so stupid.
I agree. Also, I had $20 in gift cards and I got two drinks and a Justin's peanut butter cups.
Yeah, run for the president of your own company and fix the prices of your dumb drinks. And you're the reason there's childhood obesity, because they're all going in there and getting frappuccinos.
Unicorn frappuccinos.
There's this girl that I went to high school with, and she was like, well, you know, she gets a frappuccino every morning, talking about another girl's weight. And I'm like, that's where this starts. And I've always remembered that, because back then I didn't know frappuccinos were fattening.
I didn't either. I was like, oh, it's just coffee
with sugar. With lots of sugar.
Full-blown ice cream. If you eat it, that's okay.
And it's good for you. And it's fine if you eat it. Okay.
That's better than dry January, okay?
We really food shame. Okay. The face by case, don't know first name, is done with hashtag gym culture. Same, of course.
Ew, at my gym, they have people who use the hashtag for crunch, this our location, and they put them up on the television. So while you're running on the treadmill, you can see people's Instagram posts.
It's like going to the sports arena. Okay, Diana's done with eye makeup that won't budge no matter how many times you wash your face. And you had a similar experience last night.
Yeah, that's right. I got my makeup done and they basically tattooed eyeliner on the bottom.
And then when I saw you afterwards, your face was bright red because you gave yourself a chemical skin peel just trying to rub it off.
Okay. All right. I'm getting it again this week. Okay, so now is the time we have to have our guest on because he's staring at us. Jake, you're not going to believe this. Our guest, don't say anything yet, Jake. He started the HeadGum Podcast Network with Amir Blumenfield, and he hosts the podcast If I Were You. Give it up for Jake Hurwitz.
Thank you so much for having me.
Hi, Jake.
It's a pleasure to be here at Forever Dog.
Thanks for coming, Jake. Thanks for listening to us talk for 15 minutes.
It was really hard to not fucking weigh in.
Do you want to weigh in on anything?
Now I forget everything, but it sounds like you got a really cool jacket on Amazon. I think you should.
Well,
I think
I'll wear it here and you can see it, but I don't know if I'll wear it tomorrow.
It reminds me of like when I was in sixth grade, I think, when JNCOs were really in. Mm-hmm. And I like had the courage to go shopping with my mom and get JNCOs, but not the courage to go to school in the JNCOs.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was like afraid that my friends would call me a poser.
I had the same experience with Limited 2 and bell bottoms. I was like, Mom, take me to Limited 2, get me bell bottoms. And then I was like, I can't wear these to work. I'd be a fool. And then another girl wore them and I was like, I'm a fool either way.
Yeah. You really can't win.
I know. I feel that way now, though, with certain things. Like, I really want something and then I get it and I'm too scared to wear it because I know what people will be like, whoa, look at you. And I hate that.
So do I. That's why I've never gotten a tattoo.
That's
since
why
the one
all
butterfly
of us are in
tattoo
sweaters and turtlenecks. You would get a tattoo?
No, I have a shitty tattoo from
whoa,
when I was 18.
Look at you.
When I got older, I wanted to have like a sleeve, but now it's too late. Now I'm 33. I can't like show up somewhere with a big
tattoo. I like when people, I like
seeing a dad with tattoos.
I mean, so do I, but I just can't show up now and have them. All of my friends.
Oh my God, have, please. You'll be dead.
I'd be a laughing stock.
Right. At this point, it's like, okay, are you okay?
Jake, you're going through something.
Yeah. Totally. There really is a window.
Yeah.
I guess unless you like took to sea for a few years and then came back, I feel like it'd be like, oh yeah.
If I really went through some shit.
Are
if
you
I went
thinking
to sea,
of taking
if I went,
to sea?
I don't know. I'd probably not. I don't think
really?
So.
Really?
I would never
take to sea.
It's probably too late for me to take to sea. Everybody would be like, look at you.
Wow.
Landlubber, you know? Can't do it.
Okay, Jake. We're really excited to have you here. And we've been wondering, what's your first done?
Okay. Can I have a, I got to change on the fly. Okay.
You got
Whoa.
It.
I was going to talk about fancy socks for men, which I think are, it's like a cheap way out to pretend like you dressed up or something. But then I realized,
or have personality.
Really?
Like, what? They're like, if I wear cartoon socks, people will think I'm a funny guy.
Oh, my
guy.
God. Like, pizza socks. I just hate that shit so much. My socks have a burger on them. Isn't that cool?
I'm so glad I don't really know people like this. Like, I feel like free
you see
for the
him
first
on
time
the train.
In my life. Oh, on that Westchester Don Draper train.
But I had such a difficult day dealing with dongles. Have you guys talked about dongles on your podcast already?
I've heard of dongles.
What is it?
I'm just done. Well, dongles in general are like, if your computer has a port that like doesn't support some kind of technology, you can get a dongle. Like if you have a new MacBook, but you have the old charger, you could get a dongle.
Ew, that's
the old
name
charger
for
goes.
It?
Yeah.
Okay. What are you
like,
saying?
It sounds
are you
like
saying,
a bull's testicle sack.
Yeah.
You know
I agree
mean?
With that.
And like
Derek.
The iPhone where they took away the headphone jack. But if you want, you can get a dongle.
Are you saying
a dongle?
Oh, you
are
get
you
a dongle.
Saying dongle or dongle?
D-O-N-G-L-E.
Okay. Dongle.
And I also thought it was a good kind of alliteration being done with dongles.
I think mm-hmm. the dongles look sexual.
Looks? They sound sexual.
I think both.
Oh, I guess there is like a, they go into each other. There's like
and
an
like
insertion.
When it hangs out, it's just like.
Ew, Betsy, once again,
definitely
disgusting.
The little headphone jack dongle looks like a flaccid peen. It's not an attractive
peen?
Dongle. Penis, sorry. Am I allowed to curse on the show? I'll use only the anatomical.
Yes, use the full word.
Okay. So what kind of things are you using for your dongle?
I'm glad you asked.
Because I've only ever
And why are you done?
Well, all right.
And why are you a dongle?
Seems like dongles give you access to a greater worldwide web.
Yeah, I just think the world should be a better place where there's like one dongle that works in everything. Or one like, you know, cord that works in everything.
Wow.
Like I got a new computer and it's so beautiful.
Interesting.
And sleek.
Congrats.
And it's really nice. Thank you.
From what? Apple?
From Apple. But they've changed all the ports. So they're all just like these weird.
That's why. What Apple's doing is like they're never like, let's make it easy for our user. They're always like, let's think about the design and sleekness and like what Steve would think. And like Steve would be like, let's keep the outlets the same so people can use them.
I think that's what's extra annoying too, because like I understand if my TV needs to get plugged into my computer, I might need a dongle. My TV's from Sony or Panasonic or whatever. But like I have a ton of Apple products. Mm-hmm. They should just work without all the dongles.
Is it a laptop?
It is a laptop.
So what are you plugging in?
Today I had to plug in a little SD card reader. The old like MacBook Pros had the tiny little card thing that went right in. And then like you get a USB that has the SD card reader, but then the USB doesn't work anymore. So you have to have the Fire port, whatever, to the USB,
God.
To the SD card. And it's just like, it's not a sleek system anymore when I have to carry around a tiny little satchel of my dongles to work.
No, that's not cool at all.
Who named it dongle? I can't imagine Steve Jobs would have named it dongle.
That's true. Did he had pretty good names for stuff.
Like
iPod.
The Apple.
Apple was cool.
Yeah.
MacBook. Yeah.
Right.
He couldn't have done dongle.
Yeah. It doesn't fit into his like syntax. It's strange.
Is it just Apple?
I think it's just like a guy who's like dongle. Like it's just like a gross word.
Yeah. It's almost like we're like that whatchamacallit. Like I need that thingy-majig.
The
dongle.
Yeah, that is.
It
where
sounds
it came from.
Like Donald Trump's dad saying his name with like lots of food in his mouth, like dongle. Like it's just disgusting. Dongle, get over here.
It is really naughty sounding. When I first got a MacBook Air, years ago, I had the CD-ROM. Like the that you had to plug in.
That was a big dongle.
And I thought it was really cool. I was like, yeah, so it doesn't have a CD-ROM thing and I have to buy one on the side.
Wait, I thought that was cool.
I do.
That was cool.
But like, I remember being mad, though.
I remember being like, I should have, like, you're taking away the CDs. Well, my life is CDs. And now if I get a, I got a printer a few weeks ago and I got a CD. Congrats. I was like, what's the, yeah, thank you so much.
Yeah, what'd you do with that?
I put it in my closet. I do a lot of online shopping. Just, well, maybe like you. I know you got an Amazon jacket.
Yeah, anything that is served to me, I buy.
Wait. Same.
Any ad.
But how do you install the printer if there's no CD-ROM drive?
I did it on, through my phone.
Like the, there's software that they, you just download.
Yeah.
You dongle it.
You know, you just dongle it. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Done with
dongles. So you put it in the closet. That's an interesting place for your printer CD.
Our new apartment is not that big. It's not like a place where you'd have a printer out among the other stuff. Like it would be a couch, a TV, and a printer in that room. And that's just too much.
Okay. I have to tell you something.
Oh, go for it.
Yes, please.
In my old apartment.
She's getting serious.
My printer was in a bookshelf and it was wrapped up with the cord. And every time I had to use it, I took it out and I wrapped it up nicely, put it away. Mm-hmm. Now that my printer is out and it's just part of my apartment, it feels great. I can print whenever I want. That's when nice. It works, Dara knows a lot of the times it doesn't.
I have to say, knowing you as long as I have and knowing the evolution of where your printer has been in your house, you are happier, you are brighter, you are more joyful.
Printers are stressful.
You are more yourself now that that printer is out. When we need to print something, I'm stressing out where to print it.
I'm not.
You go, we'll print it on my house.
Yeah. That's really cool.
And I'll tell you what,
you
today.
You never know if a printer is going to work.
Today.
They work 2 out of every 10 times.
I bought new printer paper.
How did you do it? Did you go to a store or did you go?
Oh, I have a paper store. I'll give you the name.
Really?
Yep. It's
in
our neighborhood.
I'm trying to get used to that. Like, because in LA, anytime you have an errand, I just moved from LA for everybody listening.
They can hear it in your voice.
Cool. Yeah, dude.
Gnarly.
So I'm a transplant, man, and it's rad. Every time you have an errand, you have to like get in your car and you have to find parking. It's just like such a hassle.
I think that's so much easier than what we have to do here.
You're like walking by every store you need to go
no,
to
but
do
things
your errands
here,
at.
It's like
crazy.
My hardware store where I used to live was open from like 11 to 4. Like I had to take off work to go to my hardware store.
I don't have a real job. So that's my day is errands. I love errands.
Oh,
it gives me purpose.
You are going to love. I need to make a buyer's guide to Manhattan Avenue and Greenpoint because I have a store for everything.
Put the paper one on top.
The
I got
paper
a new
store
printer.
Is my favorite. I got new stamps, envelopes, and paper today.
Ooh.
So,
Give it to me quick. Come on.
It doesn't have a name.
All right. Wow. Now,
what you will learn if you listen to more episodes of this podcast, no store on Manhattan Avenue has a name or it has many a name.
Mm.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Okay. So that's
I walked into like the worst hardware store of all time. Last week.
Oh yeah, where they're selling like really weird weak nails and like.
Yeah, and it was so small. It was like 5x5, and there was an aisle. Like there was not room for an aisle.
And where was it?
On the corner of Manhattan and.
So it was on Manhattan.
It was on Manhattan. Not Nassau. It's further down. Norman, maybe.
Oh, then Betsy knows them.
I definitely do know them, and I don't know what you're talking about, but
I'll show you on Google Maps.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Okay.
All right. All right.
You got to tell us your second done.
Oh, yeah.
Your second dongle.
Okay. So it's another sort of technology E1, but I'm done with like those like square iPad things, starting with the auto tip at 15%. You know, like you have the three options for tip, 15, 20, or 25.
And it's kind of like the thing you give your credit card and then they like zip it around and like
they love spinning it. They love that shit.
I mean,
and
I
you
would
have to make
too.
Such a fast decision and it's right there.
And people are behind you looking at what you're doing.
That's the worst, that everybody can see that what you're doing.
I'm like 20%, I'll tip 150%. Like I'm Mr. Moneybags.
Watch this, everyone.
Okay, wait. So give us an example of a place that has this.
The place where I got coffee today.
Mama. So coffee shop.
Fellow, maybe? Is that a place?
Fellow Barber?
Maybe. I was in Soho. I'll never
Soho.
Go back
don't
there
know,
again.
Don't know.
The other place I've been getting coffee is
coffee
Little
shops.
Neck. Little uh-huh. Neck. I love that place. It's
I'm done with them, but I love them.
You're done with them? Why?
Yeah, that is. And I love their tie-dye cushions.
You told me you were done with them, and so I never stepped foot in there, Betsy, and it was right next to my apartment.
I think it's a great... Their coffee is really good.
I like know. I think their food is really overpriced and stupid.
Oh, That's weird because like
I do like it in there. I like the energy. I like what they have. I like what they bring to the table, but it's not for me price wise.
I feel like this like not liking the percentage of the tip thing makes me sound like I'm smarter with money than I am. I'm a complete moron. I know how much nothing costs. I spend way too much money. But there's just something about like being forced into a tip when you like didn't, I don't know. They're like,
and usually it's more than like the dollar or like 50 cents you would usually drop in the jar.
Right, for so coffee. I think
I'm always paying like $5 for like a tiny cup of coffee.
Yes, that's the problem, I think. Mm-hmm. That it's like, it's not for a sit-down restaurant where you got like served and drinks and like somebody actually did work. I'm like, yeah, like 20, 25%. I'm a great tipper usually.
But yeah, but in those situations, it gets really confusing. But I will tell you this. The general rule is when you get a coffee, you give a dollar.
A dollar, right?
So I always do other, and then I have to type it in every time.
That's exactly what I do. And I feel like it's just so many steps.
I agree.
It ruins the experience.
It's really annoying. But I just realized I give a dollar if I get one coffee or 10 coffees. No, I never get 10. But
I usually do like a dollar. If I get two coffees, it's a dollar. If I get a lot, then I'll do two.
Yeah, I don't know if I get two coffees, if I should give two or one. I always feel scared. But if Ryan's watching, I have to give two because he'll be mad.
Really?
But if it's myself, I'll give one.
You know what you should do? You should always Google it and just remind yourself how much to tip people because it's way less than you think.
Coffee's always a dollar. Haircuts are 20%.
And Uber does the same thing. It's like, how much do you want to tip? And it's like, do you want to tip 20% or do you want to tip a couple bucks for the ride that you went on?
Right. You know what? I think Lyft does $1, $3, $5. Like it's just a dollar.
I set mine up automatically to be like a couple bucks.
Oh, I didn't do that. Yeah. On Seamless, I'm like, wait, I have no idea how much.
I always do like 20%. I do 20% on Seamless. It's always like when it's a hurricane.
Yeah. I just
know. Like, I do the same.
Yeah. For Seamless, I'm like, I'm getting delivery because there's no chance I want to go out. So.
And you've seen them riding. They are risking their lives. They are paying no mind to anything happening on the road. Like, they're hurting themselves getting there to you.
Yeah, my barista always looks like so put together and they're like really hot. So I'm like, you don't
really
need the money.
Yeah, they're rich from this.
Yeah, the delivery guy is always like on a bike with the mittens built into the handlebars.
Yeah,
my delivery guy gave up and he comes in a car and calls me when he's in the car. And I'm like, call me when you're at my door.
It's like a drug guy.
He's insane.
Hmm? Delivery guy for what?
M Noodle, the only place I order from.
Oh, right.
He comes in the car now.
All right, you got to write that one down too.
Hey guys, we're here to talk to you about Care Of. And I'm sure you're like, what's Care Of? Well, it's a monthly subscription vitamin service that delivers completely personalized vitamin and supplement packs right to your door.
I've found that it's really hard to figure out which vitamins you should be taking and like you have to do all this Googling. But with Care Of, you can build a vitamin routine that's made just for you and your health goals.
Yeah, and just do something good for yourself, you know? In 2019, make taking care of yourself a priority. And with Care Of, they make it super easy.
It's called self-care, honey.
Mm-hmm. So if you go on Care Of, there's an online quiz and they let you know exactly what you need. So you don't have to Google 1,000 different beauty articles like I do. You can just go on their website, take a quick quiz, and then they'll tell you exactly which vitamins are for you.
And then Care Of delivers these daily vitamin and supplement packs customized to your recommendations to promote personal health and wellness.
Yeah, and Dara, the packaging, so cute.
It's so cute.
I know, it looks like a little decoration for your apartment. And every day you get to open a new pack like a little treat.
And good for you, Betsy, there are vegan options available.
Okay, I'm in. And you can track your progress with the Care Of app and earn rewards when you remember to take your vitamins like a good girl.
So take advantage of this month's special New Year offer for 50% off your first month of personalized Care Of vitamins. Go to takecareof.com and enter done 50. That's done 50.
What's standing between you and happiness? Is it you? Are your own feelings a roadblock preventing you from achieving your goals? I mean, have you thought about talking to someone, but maybe you're uncertain or unsure of where to start?
BetterHelp.com online counseling is there for you.
Finding someone to talk to can be really challenging, but BetterHelp makes it easy to connect with licensed professional counselors, caring professionals specializing in the issue that you want to talk with, whether that's depression, stress and anxiety, trauma, grief, self-esteem, anything. Whatever you're done with that's totally bothering you. Connect with a counselor in a safe and private environment and get help at your own time at your own pace.
And you can schedule secure video and phone sessions, or you can text your therapist, all included worldwide, and you can start communicating in under 24 hours. Best of all, it's a truly affordable option. And for Done listeners, you get 10% off your first month with discount code DONE.
Can you imagine texting your therapist?
Amazing. Like, I would never have to text you.
If you've been wanting to talk to someone, you can get started today. Just go to betterhelp.com/done, where you'll fill out a questionnaire to help them assess your needs and get matched with a counselor you'll love. And if you don't love them, you can always change it. That's betterhelp.com/done and use promo code DONE.
Okay. Third done.
Okay. I am also done with combined wallet cases and phones. A phone that's also a wallet case.
I think this is going to be polarizing.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of people just like pulled out their big bulky wallets and paused the podcast and they're like, I don't like this guy.
Well, it took them a second because it's the wallet and they have to unclip it.
Oh, they spilled change everywhere.
This one is very interesting, Jake.
Thank you.
Because there's a certain person who has this.
I have to disagree. I think it's shocking. Because people have it and you never see it coming.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, but okay.
I am always shocked. And then when I see them with it, I know, okay, you're one of these.
Like, I didn't know this was right. This, but I guess yes. This is the goods.
It's just such
and
a bad idea.
And I'm shocked by how many men have it. Because, yeah. And a man can wear whatever they want. It just, I don't know why it's shocking to me. Because I feel like men always just want to throw their phone in their pants. So when I see the man with the wallet and change purse, I get
it's
really...
so bulky. It's insane. And when do you ever need them both at the same time?
Wait, like, and what do you think about when they take the phone off of the case?
Take the phone, like they take
it, detach it from the purse.
It makes me sick.
You're calling it a purse?
It is a purse.
From the handbag.
Well, they detach it from the purse. And I feel like if you're doing that in front of me, you have to tell me what's happening. Is it a magnet? Is it Velcro? Is it sticky? Mm. What's happening? You can't just pretend. Man.
If they like slide it out and there's like a one of those like little glossy screen things, that's insane.
I feel like I've never seen one as close up as you guys have.
What is what's the utility? I feel like I see people taking photos all the time where they like just have their ID, credit card, subway card, like all of the shit that you really don't want to fall out, and it's just like flapping as you're taking a photo. That's insane.
And also, like, you know how much you touch your phone? It's just like the wallet, if it's light blue, it's like kind of brown. Mm. Just because they're like always handling it. Right. It just looks kind of gross.
That is another thing that's really bizarre about it. Because like you think about how often you use your wallet in a day. It's like a handful, like
I'm using it all the time because I get served an ad. I'm buying it. I'm taking out my credit card.
That's not saved in your phone, though?
Never. I'm like, I don't trust anyone.
Yeah, which, I don't know.
I mean,
my
like all my information is out there. I'm surprised like my identity hasn't been stolen as often as it could be.
Yeah.
But yet again, I would never do the two-in-one. A two-in-one solution is always the tackiest, least meaningful thing you can do to yourself.
Right.
Shampoo, conditioner?
Awful.
Mm.
Oh, yeah, I use that.
I love seeing a lot of men use it.
Whoa, I have to leave.
I think a lot of men use it. And also, I'll say this. I don't use it. I used it when I was younger. But now when I go to someone else's house and they have it, I'm like, yes. I only have to do one step. Shampoo, conditioner.
Oh, I see it and I go, so sad.
It is sad.
I'm so sorry.
No, it's
Wait,
okay.
And your hair looks great.
I really appreciate it. I've been wearing a hat
What brand?
It's really, really, it's like just Head and Shoulders.
Of course.
I care so little.
Yeah, Head and Shoulders. Has. Yeah. Everyone. But.
So you basically have a phone wallet
in your shower.
Whoa. All right. Everybody just has to cool
Here's
it.
The thing. When I was a drunk little bitty getting my ass around town, whatever that means, I had my iPhone. I didn't have a poise. I just wanted to have fun. I didn't want to lose everything. I would take my ID a 20 and like a debit card and put it in the back of my phone like this.
Wait, I think when I met you, you did that. Or someone else I know does that, and it drives me crazy because I'm like, you're going to lose it.
And I lost stuff all the time.
Right.
Or I forgot I had, I was like, where's my everything? And like, it would be in my phone.
I was, that's like a little different because that's like a kind of an elegant solution. I think it's dangerous. You're walking on a razor's edge. Like if you lose your phone, you've lost cash and your ID, which is really bad.
Right.
But like,
that's why, that's what bothers me about the phone wallet. If you lose it, everything is gone.
Right. But, and so that's what bothers me too, is that it's ugly and stupid. It's not like this is really dumb, but at least it looks cool. It looks really bad.
And it's not like, oh, I can take this to an event and pass it off as my cute little purse because we know what it is.
I mean, it's especially insane when you like, when like someone takes it out of a purse. Like you already have a bag for your wallet. If you have a bag and a wallet phone, that's just, that's bananas, man.
But people like holding their phone up to their ear with their wallet.
Credit cards out.
It's really funny.
Wait, but
I feel like I'm offending people close to me, I don't realize have it. I just want them to know I still support you. It's just not elegant.
Right. Can I would say this to anybody's face. I swear to God.
Can I tell you something about it? And I've always thought this because I've never had one. I get like, I really like how it looks when people are texting on it, and it like I can't explain it, but there's something about like people opening the little wallet and then typing on the phone. It's like a nice little extra step that like I think book? I would like.
I'm not imagining like a pocketbook. I'm imagining like a case with like just a huge dad's wallet on the back.
They make them both.
I'm imagining the clip and open.
You guys, I mean, we're all getting served on Instagram some clip ass.
Wait, do you think
cases.
We will?
Oh, definitely.
What right. other phone accessories are annoying?
I think, I mean, any case that's popper. Like big, I think is bad.
I have this is a OtterBox.
That's,
and
I mean,
it's turned green. It's supposed to be clear.
I'm thinking of like phones that like look like a big thing of McDonald's French fries or something, or like a Panda Bear.
Oh, I see people on Instagram with those, like taking their selfies with the McDonald's fries. And I'm like, oh, am I supposed to have that? I'm like, Mom, take me to Limited 2. Get me the McDonald's fries case.
I can't wear it out.
And I feel like if I did show up with an insane case, people would be like, Tara, what the fuck are you doing?
If you carry a bag, it's like it's marginally more okay because, you know, like it's cumbersome and weird, but you can easily put it away. I think like I'm wearing tight pants. If I had a
Good
French
for you.
Fry, well, thank you.
You're not wearing JNCOs?
No, not today. I'm afraid to wear those out of the house. but yeah, like if anything that makes carrying your phone inconvenient, I think is kind of crazy.
Like someone having a blow up conversation with their boyfriend and it being a French fry phone is really funny.
Yeah.
And a wallet.
Every time you do something, like you have to be careful of like all of the context that you'll like use your phone.
Mm-hmm.
This is very loosely related, but like I realized a while ago that my Gmail photo was like kind of silly. And I was like, it was at a time when I was like writing stern emails to people.
You can't
and
have
I was like,
that.
Oh, wow. I really can't have like a doofy email and be like, hey, I need
such
this
a
today.
Dick. Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think about somebody's been emailing me who I'm like, this person emailing me is a little annoying, and it's a picture of their son, who I don't know.
Ooh.
Oh, I have something to speak on that. So my mom got, like, a long time ago, got, like, the Mac, like, white computer with, like, the camera, and it was, like, one of the first ones.
I had that one.
And, like, you did the photo booth thing.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I took all
the
these, like, sexy photos, like, after I got a blowout, and my mom called me like in an emergency being like, Dara, I need to talk to you. Everyone's saying that there's sexy photos of you attached to like my email that are going out. And sexy being like me in like a tank top, like a full like 4-inch tank top.
Shit.
Just like smizing.
No.
And I started like, I was so fucking embarrassed, but I was like, whatever, Mom, shut up. Like,
oh no.
She's like, did you do this on my computer? And I was like, no.
And you're like, no, send them to me ASAP or I'm gonna be pissed.
Yeah. They're my thirst traps for myself.
When was this?
I know, right? Like
2 weeks ago.
It was like, I mean, I think it had to be
like 20,
like in college, kind of.
Yeah. But I had a thirst trap photo of you as the picture when you call me.
Mm-hmm. That was the best I've ever looked.
It was amazing.
And so when I see myself on your phone, I feel good.
But I change it. Now I don't know what it is.
Oh, you.
Anyways, I didn't change it. My phone, I'm really like locked out of everything all the time.
My goal weight is that picture.
All right.
You got it. I want to see this photo.
Yeah, it's great. I look great. Because I'll never get back to my wedding weight. It was too intense.
Yo, same. I lost so much weight for my wedding. And
you did?
On purpose?
Yeah. And but I think it was, I think I lost too much weight.
How much are we talking?
Too much?
At my wedding, I weighed 158 pounds.
How much less than now?
Now, probably 10 pounds less than now. For your listeners, I'm 7'2".
A skeleton. So, no.
I should weigh like 175, I think is like a normal weight.
What were you doing? Like, what was your regimen?
If you say keto, I'm going to kill you.
I'm going to kill your ass.
I don't know what keto is, but I didn't eat any added sugar or grains or carbs.
Casey Jones hasn't eaten like a grain of sugar or carbs in like 5 years and just won't touch it. He's not on a diet. He just like won't eat it and he's not annoying about it. And he's really thin.
Yeah. No sugar is actually, I mean, I don't really pay attention to it now, but it definitely like, it's still working. Like I don't crave sugar anymore the way I used to. I used to put sugar in my coffee
once
every day.
Once you start, like I started eating sugar again, I went nuts. I was like a child, like a 2-year-old having sugar at the office. I was having like panic attacks and like like sweating and like headaches all in like the span of 8 hours.
Yeah. So what is your, like if you don't want to get back to, do you want to get back to the wedding or do you want to not? Or do you want to get like halfway back? You know?
I would love to get back to the wedding, but I was working out every day and was like the person who'd be like, oh, you have to do Pilates. Are you working on your core? Like it was like all I could do.
Yeah.
And now I like couldn't care less.
It's boring to work out that much. I remember by the end just being like, I'm bored of every single workout. Really?
Like, I remember being like, I love this and fitness is a part of my life now, even though
I know I went and ended almost. I went with you to Pilates.
Yeah.
I'm going to start working out 1 month before my wedding. That's
all. I mean,
that is all you need because you really just, I think it's more about like feeling light and limber, which I did, but I did not need to do it for an entire year.
You want to be picked up for the horror.
Yeah, which I was, and it was still fucking terrifying. That was the worst
part
of my wedding.
It's so terrifying. Well, because people do it wrong.
I love watching it.
People, like, you lean back too far because people don't, like, even it out as much. Whatever. It's a whole, like, physics.
Yeah, I have some tall friends and some short friends, and I had, like, two tall friends in the back just, like, sort. It seemed like they were trying to tip me over. I was hanging out for dear life.
At my wedding, my mom went up, and it was, like, not a fun moment. Like, she was like, let me down!
Your parents never look so old and frail as when they're being hoisted up on a chair in front of your eyes.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
Well, it is like a frightening experience.
It is, yeah. And everybody's fucking drunk, spinning around in circles. Yeah, I had my
core
tight. I wasn't going to fall out of the chair.
Wait, so what is happening? Are you happy with your weight right now? Or are you trying to get back to your wedding weight? Because that's crazy.
Yeah, before we tell you how you should feel about your weight, we want to know how you feel.
Like, are you like craving some Frappuccinos?
I think I'm really happy, like not thinking twice about like doing stuff that I want to do. Like for maybe like 6 months, I would be like, oh, I want a beer after work. And I was like, no, I won't do it. And if I wanted a sandwich, even just one day, I would be like, no, I got to stick to the plan.
So I never cut alcohol.
I would still
your wedding?
No. Mm. I never cut it out, and it was the smartest thing I've ever done.
I'll cut out bread. I crave, I don't crave sugary things because I don't like that stuff. But I do love bread, but I haven't been buying bread, but I just realized today I did. Maybe, but that's sugar.
A bread is sugar?
Well, yeah, it breaks down into sugar. Right. That's why I like low carb.
Carbs
like,
are, got it. Yeah.
Yeah, but if they break down slower, it's like a different thing and like your body like uses it differently.
Right.
Yeah. All right.
I don't know.
Okay.
Fuck, I don't know.
Well, I'm going to be 2 pounds for my wedding and I can't freaking wait.
I want to be light as a feather, stiff as a board. Yeah, I want to be in profile to just be a shadow.
Looks like your husband's marrying nobody.
Yeah.
Honestly, that sounds hot.
Yeah, he's just marrying like a ring that fell on the floor.
Don't lift her too high in the horror, she'll fly away.
Ryan told me he's going to start dieting now. And I'm
L-O-L.
When's your wedding?
If Ryan loses weight, we won't see either of you. It's going to be like the invisible wedding.
I said I'm going to start drinking and sure.
Are you done with any wedding planning stuff yet?
No.
Cool.
Oh, she's done so much.
No, I'm not done.
Like you're over it done.
Oh, she
like
loves it. I think you'll go into business.
Yeah, yeah, I'm really good. I think I mean, I booked it all in a week.
No shit.
Mm-hmm. Call me if you need me.
HelloFresh is a meal kit delivery service that shops, plans, and delivers step-by-step recipes and pre-measured ingredients so you can just cook, eat, and enjoy.
So there are three plans to choose from. There's Classic, Veggie, and Family. And Dara, I made mine vegan, if you can believe it. And then I donated all my cheese to you.
And I actually used the cheese and butter that you gave me today. I actually ate it today.
See?
It was like an herb roasted butter. It was delicious. And it's great because when you get your package, you can revel in the fact that you don't have to plan dinner or spend money on takeout. And it's still an easy night. And you don't have to worry about gathering ingredients week after week or even like weird ingredients where you're like scouring different grocery stores for them. They just give you what you need.
Ugh. And you kind of learn how to cook with all these new ingredients that you'd usually be scared to cook with, you know?
Oh, I know.
HelloFresh believes cooking should be simple and convenient, not a chore. So all the ingredients come pre-measured in handy labeled meal kits so you know which ingredients go with which recipes. Amazing.
I got HelloFresh delivered to me and Lincoln made it on his own. And that is truly a feat.
Look.
He does not cook. And he was like, I made you dinner. I made you a nice filet of salmon. I'm like, I know what happened here. We HelloFreshed, but I'll let you have
this
credit.
It's exciting having like a meal that is just ready to cook right there. So you can get delicious, filling meals delivered right to your door every week for less than $10 per serving and free shipping. Hello.
So if you want easy, delicious food and $60 off, that's $20 off your first three boxes, visit HelloFresh.com/done60. That's HelloFresh.com/done60.
Hi, Dare.
Hi, Butts.
Have you been waiting to find out if you can get birth control delivered right to your door?
I've literally been waiting here 30 minutes to find out.
Okay, sorry. Well, I'm here now and I'm here to tell you it exists and you can use Simple Health to get birth control delivered right to your door in the most convenient way possible.
Okay, so how does this work exactly?
Well, this is what you do. You go online and you fill out a health profile and then you answer some questions and, you know, you try to figure out the best birth control for you. And then a doctor reviews it. And if you're a good candidate for birth control, they recommend a product and write you a prescription. Then your birth control ships to your door on a recurring schedule. No interruptions.
Okay, but what if I like don't want people to know I'm getting birth control delivered to my door?
I knew you were going to say that because you're really secretive. And they send it in packaging that has no labels on it, so no one knows that you're getting birth control or having sex.
Sneaky, sneaky.
There's no more doctor's offices, waiting rooms, or pharmacy lines. You can get birth control prescribed, renewed, and delivered from wherever you are on your schedule. Simple Health makes taking care of your health, well, simple, baby.
Okay, Betsy, you sold me. How do I get this?
So you can try this service for free. Our listeners get $20 prescription fee waived by going to simplehealth.com/done or entering done at checkout. What do you think of those apples?
I love it. But quick question. Is this service a replacement for my routine evaluation by my primary care physician or gynecologist?
Great question, Dara. This service is not a replacement for routine evaluations by your primary care physician. So keep going to the doctor. This isn't a urine test. You need to get tested. You need to run naked on the treadmill like I do at the doctor. This is just an easy way to get the prescription that you
need every month.
Yeah.
I love it. Simplehealth.com/done.
Or done at checkout. Okay. Anyways, Jake, this was so great chatting, but now Dara and I have to talk amongst ourselves.
Okay.
And you have to cover your ears or pretend you're not listening.
You got it.
Because we're going to deliberate on what you should be doing with.
And don't take offense if you overhear anything you don't want to hear.
Okay, Dara. Good thing I brought my diary.
Thank you. I forgot my diary.
So the first thing he's done with is dongle.
Ugh,
Bring me my dongle.
Dongle, you're in trouble.
How do I say this? You're in trouble.
Rub my dongle.
Hi, baby. I'm here with the dongles. All right. So there's that. We know they're little things that plug into iPhones to get other things to work. It shouldn't be a thing. Apple is scamming our ass.
Oh, yeah. Apple scamming our ass. Okay. I'm done with dongles. Anyways.
15. You're done with the word. I don't know that you're done with the concept.
Exactly right. I love dongles. You love
plug it in, plug it in.
I love a little like maze of putting things together. Like that's fun. It's like connect those things. So yeah, I'm not quite done with those. I'm done with that word and we should banish it.
That's naughty. All right.
I can't read your handwriting.
15% on the iPad when you pay for something like at a coffee shop, the 15% gratuity and up. That's like, you know, the quick and easy gratuity click.
Yeah, I have a solution for this, which I think can work. Mm. I think you kind of train yourself to act fast and you're like, okay, I know what I'm going to do. And then you can custom tip.
Yeah, that's what we said.
It was an original thought that I just had. But I'm saying,
that's what we do.
No, but no, he's not doing it fast enough. No.
Yeah, not fast enough, but he's doing
it. Okay, maybe I'm projecting. I'm always like, here's $400 for a coffee because I'm scared.
You got to do $1 per coffee, custom tip $1, turn it around. People are like, whoa, she was like brave enough to just type in her own.
But I'm saying that braveness has to come from a place of like power within. And that takes mindfulness. That takes maybe some meditation work to get there.
Okay, I agree with that. But I will say this. When you do type in $1 when you get one coffee, I don't even get to the receipt part, so they see the tip.
Oh, you do that on purpose?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We have to tell them that.
All right.
Okay. Combined wallet and phone cases. I mean.
I know.
He never has to buy them. If a family member has one, he can pull them aside and say, look, I'm not comfortable with this.
But he'd be making fun of them. I would never tell anyone to their face. I can only talk about it behind someone's back.
You're right. He can't be done with it. It just has to kind of
unless
exist.
It's your mom.
No, because if my mom or dad got it, they'd be like, look at this cool thing I got.
I know. My mom has a gigantic iPad case that's leopard and it's like a big pillow. But
and she takes it on vacations and that's how she takes photos?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, you're safe. Okay, all right. So I think you should be done with the 15%. I think there's a workaround. Dongles?
You can't unless you want an Apple product.
I think he can come up with a new name, but that's on him. And then the wallet and phone, we don't want to ruin people's experiences with their phone.
Mm-hmm. What about if it had a strap on it and it was someone's purse?
I've seen that. It's usually people who are like cooler than me, so I think it's cool.
It's like, okay.
Okay, Jake, get back in the room.
Okay. I genuinely had my ears plugged.
Okay, so.
Okay, so I have no idea what happened.
Oh, so we went through.
Are you okay?
yeah, I didn't realize I was going to do it for so long.
You've gone cross-eyed.
I feel really weird.
Yeah, you look amazing, though.
Thank you.
You're talking really loud.
Really?
Okay, so we went through your duns.
Don't be scared, okay?
This is your diagnosis. It's nothing to be scared about, but you are sitting down, so that's good.
All right.
You have to cut your penis off.
You gotta cut that dongle off.
Door locks? No. I should have never come to Forever Dog.
We're using it as a microphone.
It's okay. A dongle now.
All right.
I mean, in a way, it is a dongle connecting right. One thing to another. But
and speaking of dongle, you're not done with
dongle. You gotta keep living with it. We can name it something else, like maybe Ongle Day or like...
Big Latin.
Or like, where's that little
Donnie?
yeah.
All right, that's cool. I fell in love with the word dongle during the podcast, so I'm happy that they're
so you're
gonna
okay
stick
with
around.
It.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm full circle.
I feel like
back.
Me and dongle, the word, have been in a 30-year marriage, and I'm also re-falling in love
yeah,
with it.
I know.
It told me
I can
it had
tell.
Cancer. Okay. combine wallet and phone case.
Mm.
You'd be a terrible person if you said to a loved one, "Hey, your wallet and phone case is making me feel bad about myself." You can't go there.
That's true. It's hard to have like a breakup with somebody over their phone case.
And
it's rude.
And yeah. It's not, people will make that choice and they're proud of it. And we don't want to cut all those people from our lives because a lot of these people are just like out of the blue. We don't see them coming if they'll have this combined utility.
At the that's very true. Least, I'm glad I got this platform to spout my hatred for them. So like maybe I've talked some sense into people like without having like a one-on-one conversation.
Again, I don't think it's the people that are the problem. I think it's the system, like the people making
these things
this
should
product.
Have never existed. Yes. They should have never been a choice.
But who knows? maybe the person who has this they need this shortcut in life. Do you know what I mean?
They don't need to have their wallet out while they have their phone
out. They might need this shortcut. Maybe they're working extra hard on something else. What situation
are you like, hey, let me see your phone and your wallet?
Look, I'm just saying the person who uses the phone and wallet in one might be going through something at home and they need a little shortcut every now and then.
I'm not going to question your podcast. I'll be done. I won't be done with them. They can stay, I guess. All right.
They have to stay.
And one day, a boss of yours is going to have one and you're not going to say
they'll
anything.
Lose my respect so fast.
Okay. So the thing that we decided you should be done with is the auto grat of 15% at a coffee shop and other places like that.
Okay.
So our advice for that is, well, Dara said that you should custom tip. And I said, we already went over that. And we both said we'd do that.
No.
So I guess I am done with it. And it works.
My experience is like flustered, you know?
Right. It's
definitely. And I think you need to lose that flustered and just get to a sense of like Buddhism Zen. Mm-hmm. Like you're above this. You've reached the nirvana of tipping. Yeah. And you're in control of the tipping situation. Just
and I know what my money is worth. I know what this coffee was worth. And I think you deserve a dollar. And I think just taking a second in the line, doing custom tip, $1. Yeah. And I told Dara, I don't click next for a receipt. I leave it there so the barista sees that I tipped it all.
That's I think nice. That could change your life, honestly.
Yeah, you're right. Because I buy coffee at the same place every day. And I don't know why it surprises me every single time. Right. And I'm like, oh no, what do I do? Yeah. I should just learn. Yeah,
teach yourself this new lesson. And before you walk in, before you open that door, really imagine yourself, envision yourself doing that custom
tip. Envision giving a somewhat bad tip.
Hey, how about this? How about this? Go to another coffee shop and practice. Don't do it at your own.
You're right. You know.
She's good.
That's smart. I'm going to start going to Cotter Barber for a little bit.
Don't stop going to barbershops for your coffee.
That's
also
a really good one.
You know where a good training ground is? You can go to Maman. If you go early, there's not a big line. They're understaffed. So a lot of times they'll flip around and then they'll be off doing something else. So you'll have time to kind of
I feel like
work
my places
hiccups.
Always do that too, and I appreciate that. The places that I used to go to forever for almost 3 years straight, I got a coffee every day. They never gave me a free cup of coffee. The Jeez. Same woman, and I respect that.
Wow. What place is this?
It was Van Leeuwen, cool. The one on Manhattan.
Yeah.
We got to go to a place with a punch card.
They have.
Then why don't you get
I was getting a free coffee like that, but usually at a coffee shop, they're like, hey, how's it going? And then they'll give you a large if
you
order
a small.
Do you make
small talk with your with the baristas?
Yeah. And I hate watching other people do it.
If I'm in a psychotic mood, I'm like, how's your fam? I'm like, kiss the kids. I like go hard.
I will too. I wish
I could do that.
With my Manhattan Ave peeps, I will. Not somewhere I go every day.
That's cool.
I don't want to know a single thing about you.
My New Year's resolution last year was to be more of a neighborhood guy and to like ask people how their day was and like get to know everybody. And then I like chickened out. I couldn't do it.
A simple like, hey, what's up? It's like enough, you know?
I'll give it a shot.
Because usually just people in my own building ignore each other.
I want the people at Little Neck to like me.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'll commit to tipping them $1 and, and chatting them up. Thank you guys.
Yeah. If you really want to draw attention to yourself, why don't you go to the bank, get a roll of quarters, and just drop those heavy handed into the jar so they hear it in case they're turned around.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's sort of rude, but it's a lot of quarters. Yeah. Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Done with change?
Mm-hmm.
Is that true?
Yeah, rolling.
We're having Chase Bank on next week, and all their duns are change, change, and change. Pennies, quarters, dimes.
Really cool that I'm Chase's lead in.
Yeah.
It is cool. So. That's what you're done with now. This is your life without it.
Sweet. And that one is on me. That's good. I like this.
It's a challenge. Be a neighborhood guy, but tip $1.
Neighborhood guy with a, $1 tip.
Tip appropriately. I think the issue was that 15% sometimes isn't appropriate.
If I got lunch there, I'd tip better.
There we go.
Anybody that's working at Little Neck should know that.
And all if of our you work there, I don't come anymore because... wasn't worth it for me.
Interesting.
All right. Well,
let's end
on that.
I was
thinking of what they had, and they did like a savory granola, which I liked.
Mm.
Ew.
Spicy.
You got the bowl with you add chicken to it, though. It's real nice.
I don't need that.
You don't need the bowl? You don't need chicken?
She's vegan.
You're vegan. I had no idea. I'm so sorry.
Wow.
This will be edited out, I imagine.
OK. Okay, Jake.
But yes. I eat chicken.
Sweet. All right, so, we can talk about that as soon as we're off mic.
So how much would I tip? I don't know. Jake, thank you so much for being on our show.
Thank you for having me. I really
appreciate
it.
Your podcast, again, is called...
If I Were You.
It's not on the Forever Dog Network.
It's on the HeadGum Network.
But that's okay.
And yep. Are you touring?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We have a show in we have a show in New York in March, March 5th. And one in D.C. on March 7th.
Amazing.
That's coming up. So,
are chicks still avail?
I think... they are for DC. New York might have sold out. I don't know, man. If you go to ifiwereyoushow.com, you can find everything out.
Jake?
Yeah.
Maybe we'll come to DC.
I could get you tickets for the New York one. They're not sold out for you.
Okay, cool. You guys heard that.
Well, if you guys have duns, please send them to us at DunPod on Twitter or Instagram. We love to share them and we know you're done with stuff. And that's our show.
Yeah, be honest with yourselves, but most of all with us so we can share them with the world.
Thanks, Bats.
Thanks, Dare.
Thanks, Emma. Forever
Dog. This has been a Forever Dog production. Done is produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, Alex Ramsey, and Emma Foley. Music by Brooks Allison. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram at Forever Dog Team and liking our page on Facebook.
Hey guys, just here to remind you about our brand new sponsor, BetterHelp. What's standing between you and happiness? Is it you? Are your own feelings a roadblock preventing you from achieving your goals? I mean, have you thought about talking to someone, but maybe you're uncertain or unsure of where to start? BetterHelp.com online counseling is there for you.
Finding someone to talk to can be really challenging, but BetterHelp makes it easy to connect with licensed professional counselors, caring professionals specializing in the issue that you want to talk with, whether that's depression, stress and anxiety, trauma, grief, self-esteem, anything. Whatever you're done with that's totally bothering you. Connect with a counselor in a safe and private environment and get help at your own time, at your own pace.
And you can schedule secure video and phone sessions, or you can text your therapist, all included worldwide, and you can start communicating in under 24 hours. Best of all, it's a truly affordable option. And for Done listeners, you get 10% off your first month with discount code DONE.
Can you imagine texting your therapist?
Amazing. Like, I would never have to text you.
If you've been wanting to talk to someone, you can get started today. Just go to betterhelp.com/done, where you'll fill out a questionnaire to help them assess your needs and get matched with a counselor you'll love. And if you don't love them, you can always change it. That's betterhelp.com/done and use promo code DONE.